I'm Bill Peters here in the Lockpicking Village for Radio Statler, and I'm talking with...
John King. I'm a speaker here at Hope. I just gave a talk on organizing lock sport clubs and picking Medico high-security locks. I've been a lock picker for about 3 years now, and I'm also currently serving the United States Navy. Lock picking has been something of a passion for me. I just keep going. You know, I started off with a pair of bent packing staples and a Master 140 and never stopped.
Okay, so we've got, obviously listeners can't see this, but we've got a Medico lock and a couple of your picks here. So can you just describe what you're doing quickly?
Right now I'm inserting what's called a tension wrench. Its job is to exert rotational pressure on the plug. That's the aspect of the lock that turns when you open it. By exerting this pressure, you can press the pins up one at a time until you meet what's called the shear line. This is the point where the pin is what we call set. Whenever the key is inserted into the lock, every pin is set to the proper height and the lock will open. This is a Medico M3. It's a little different in that the pins must be lifted to the correct height and they also must be rotated in order for the lock to be opened. What I'm doing right now is I'm depressing the pins one at a time to get them to the right height, and then I'll handle the rotational aspect.
So would you have to like turn it clockwise or counterclockwise?
Either direction is all right for picking locks. Clockwise or counterclockwise doesn't matter. The whole reason that picking works is because locks are not perfect. They cannot be manufactured perfectly every time. All the holes aren't going to be in a perfect straight line. They're not going to be the same sizes, and that's why picking is possible. I believe I have it picked to what we call the shear line, lifted all the pins to correct height, and now I'm attempting to rotate them.
And so what the tools you're using here is this, it's this little wire, this little curve on the end that pokes up, and you're sticking that in the lock to rotate it, right?
That's correct. This is a tool I've developed on my own. I call it the Medico decoder pick. It's what it does is it hooks into slots in the pins, and once you are hooked in, you have full control over that pin, and you can control the rotation. Another aspect of Medico is that all these grooves, when the lock is open, is that all the grooves are lined up nicely, evenly spaced. So because we know where the grooves need to go, and we have a way to control them, we can open pretty much any Medico lock.
Now, these locks are advertised as being unpickable or hard to pick? I mean,
oh, certainly. They've gotten a lot of attention lately. They used to call themselves pick-proof. There was a contest back in the 70s, I think it was, $30,000 to anybody who could open a Medico cylinder from the factory by picking it. And eventually a New York locksmith claimed that prize, and they have since withdrawn that. Now they call them, based on a fellow named Mark Tobias' research, he's done a lot with Medico locks, they now consider them virtually pick-proof. They use them on embassies, the White House, Pentagon, just all kinds of high-security applications. The government has a lot of contracts with Medico.
So like, how much would one of these locks be retailing for
them? Retail, an M3 is, say, between $100 and $120.
Which is a lot when you're...
Oh, certainly. And you add to that the cost of being able to master key the system and installation. Thousands upon thousands of dollars is what people spend on these locks for their security.
Now, these locks wouldn't be vulnerable to bump keys, right? Can you just explain what a bump key is quickly to the audience?
A bump key is a normal key that's filed down to the positions 999. Which is pretty much the lowest that you can cut a key. It can be cut on a legal, normal key cutting machine by any locksmith. And what it does is when you insert into a lock and you give it a tap with a hammer, it will open damn near every lock on the planet, is basically what it does. It uses...
So how does that work?
Basically...
It pops the pins up and then it...
Exactly. There's two sets of pins in each chamber in normal locks. And whenever you hit it, it acts like a billiard ball effect. The bump key bidding hits the first pin, which sends the second pin flying into the top of the cylinder. And this creates a giant separation at that shear line, and all you have to do is turn it before they come back down.
Okay.
keep going on this Medico here. It's giving me a little trouble. It's kind of strange. I can pick it in front of a few hundred people, but not
one guy
on the radio.
Well, no. I guess the pressure is a little bit more for when you're on stage.
A little strange.
So how are you finding Hope? Have you been to Hope before?
No, the only conference I've been to was DEF CON last year. This is my first Hope. They were kind enough to let me speak. So I came on by, got the permission from the Navy.
It was really fun. Spirits about that, or?
Oh, yeah. It's a funny thing. You would think that because it's a government entity, they would be interested in this tool. I did full disclosure with them and told them exactly what it was, but just because of failures in the chain of command, really, and just there's no communication up and down, it didn't get past the people it probably should have. So chances are, if they knew really what it was and how significant it was, they would have wanted me to go with them and do something.
I'm pretty sure that happens in bureaucracy, not just the Navy.
Certainly. They just don't recognize what exactly it was and the impact that it has.
Let's so you've got the, what's the tool called again that you designed?
The Medicoder, the Medico Decoder.
All right, so let me just explain a little bit more for the audience about what the tool you've designed of it. So you've got a little, it's basically a handle with a small wire coming out that's got a very thin wire. And also you've marked at regular intervals where the pins are on it.
That's correct.
So you can just slide it forward and know where the grooves are.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because the spacing is exactly the same on every single Medico, it becomes relatively easy. The hardest part is picking the pins to shear. It's picking like a regular lock. I'm not the best lock picker. That's why probably I'm having a little trouble with this one. But once I get to the part where the sidebar is the only thing that's stopping it, it's easy from that point.
Okay.
We're just going to keep going here.
So you'd expect like the M4, they just unevenly put the grooves, or?
If they came out with the M4, what they could do was they could unevenly space the pins, the chambers, to where.
Harder, but not impossible.
Certainly not impossible, but it would make it significantly more difficult to use a tool like this. But what they have done in response to this tool, they came out to my apartment a couple months ago, and wanted to see how it worked and how. Much of a threat it was, and they deemed it to be a significant threat, and they have since fixed the locks. This tool will not work on any Medico coming off the assembly line right now.
Why? Do you know what they did to modify? Or?
Of course. What they did was the groove that goes alongside the pins that this wire hooks into no longer goes all the way through. It stopped at the tip.
That's reassuring that they decided to fix it.
It certainly is, and I think it's really important that we're actually making a difference with the manufacturers, and the Locksport community matters in the big scope of things.
Well, yeah, you're not trying to get it out there so that a criminal could come along and fix it. You're just trying to make it so that the locks are more secure.
Certainly, that wasn't the goal that I began with, but I was pleasantly surprised with their response. I just wanted to break the locks. I'm a hobbyist, not what we call a security evangelist. And I'm having some significant trouble with this Medico. That's all right. I'll be in the village.
All right. And so if anyone's here and they want to talk to you, they can find you in the village. You're crew cut, and you've got a blue thing on, or a blue strap on your AMD badge.
And a Medico t-shirt.
Okay. This is Bill Peters reporting from Lockpicking Village. Thank you.